This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
Bro.
At the club, Club 1080, the hottest spot north of Milwaukee.
Yeah!
The thought of you on your knees is a wonderful one.
Yeah.
Wear less clothes.
Don't. You're swallowing something that's uncomfortable to swallow.
You like to drink?
I like to drink.
Now I'm going to drink the whole show.
You guys talk for a living.
He's not hard, Jason. No one ever throws the hooker anymore.
No, and they should. They should throw the hooker.
By the way, we're being blamed.
For what?
For this, clock that doesn't work, computer crashing. Clock that doesn't work, that is in here for us, but doesn't work, that is held up with duct tape, fell down.
Yes.
If you're just joining us. And we're now being blamed for it.
By who?
I feel like Crazy Eyes McGinley's pointing the finger directly at us.
Why? Well, I'm here to tell you that no one was anywhere near that when it happened, so you can blame, like, ghost DJ Steve, maybe. He's possibly to blame, but I fixed it. Look, it's propped up right there. Why not just have the chair there at all times and it's fine?
Would you like me to read the text exchange between myself and Crazy Eyes
Did you inform him?
I sent him a picture of the now toppled over computer held up by the chair.
Okay.
Thanks to your courageous ingenuity.
Did you tell him that no matter how many times they try to fix it, the clock is always wrong?
He says, ugh, what did you guys do? Look at poor Mikey. You've broken him. Because Mike's in the background with his hands over his face.
Yes.
Which is not abnormal.
No.
When I look in there.
No. I also don't think that was timed correctly for the picture, right?
And I said, well, we broke Mikey a long time ago, but the TV held up with duct tape stunningly has fallen. Shocker, I know.
Yeah.
And then he says, well, that was the free option because Kim didn't want me to spend any money to keep you guys on time. Kim is our big boss.
Yes.
And I said, oh, another shocker.
Wait, is it really that hard to get like a...
an Odyssey station.
Is it really that hard to get a clock? Like,
not a free clock.
Really? I go on Amazon right now and get one of the, like, those gym clocks.
And I said, the clock doesn't work. I said, it doesn't even work. And he said, well, it did, but all you talent types kept messing with it. And that's a square shot at us.
An Odyssey station.
Nobody touches that thing.
I never touched it.
I didn't even know it was there because I never paid attention to it.
I see it. You know.
And the time is on the screen.
Are we supposed to assume that that is the key to keeping us on time? That not being aware of the time is why we're 10 minutes over?
Souk still has one of the great old-fashioned clocks right next to him.
Yeah, I see right here. I've got the TD-171.
And that one's still on time, right? 15:41, 42, 43?
Yeah.
It is the cutest thing ever that they thought that putting a giant clock in here would keep us on time.
Yeah.
That's cute. Adorable. But it didn't work.
No. You can have my TD-171 if you want. I'll just point at your direction.
Rob has clocks on his computer and the wide orbit screen.
I always
fine.
Know what time it is.
Yeah, we're
that
aware.
Isn't what... I mean, I just plow through it. I don't really care all that much.
That's like being late for...
What?
That's like being late for work and the boss thinking that it's an alarm clock problem. I can assure you it is not.
You guys get off somewhat on time.
Thanks, Mike.
That was from like 2 years ago. I don't think that even relates anymore.
Well, anyway, that's what's going on in here. The olds, they're a-dying.
By the way, that clock that I referred to, like, you know, like the gym clocks, like the timer ones, yeah, they're $64.
Yeah, but those don't... Jason, you're way off on this. It has to sync up to the clock that Mike has.
You can...
On the computer.
You can't sync that clock up?
Well, you can, but it will eventually go... That's the problem, is that all the clocks have always... Eventually, just...
How would a digital clock like this... does it work on a different time? Is it seconds different than Mike's clock?
Well, it's fractions of a second different, and then over time, it becomes very different. So, that's the whole problem. And by the way, there's a clock above your head. Did you know this?
Yes.
Way back up there?
I haven't looked at that thing in 15 years.
That's been wrong for 15 years.
It's been wrong for 20 years. I've worked here for 20 years. It's never been right.
No.
There was a time when it would spin really fast.
Yeah, like a poltergeist was in here, and it would just be going round and round and round. I'm not going to lie. Those were kind of fun times.
So all this pretending that they care about our clock management, and the evidence is clear.
An Odyssey station.
They don't care.
As someone's pointing out, this is probably the ghost of Tim Taylor.
Well, he's not dead.
Do we know that?
Yeah, I heard him the other day doing traffic.
Did you hear him today?
He sounds great doing traffic.
Well, he's got a great voice.
Although he did sound a little hungover. I can tell when he's hungover. I'm going to start texting him.
So every day.
Had a few too many soda pops. Look, we've been there. Rough weekend. Rough weekend.
Yeah, you know, you get that little rasp in your voice. And...
Yeah, yeah. I will say, though, like, if you're singing along to, like, a good, like, country album or, like, kind of a bluegrass thing, sometimes, like, all of a sudden you're like, hey, I sound pretty good. I should do this more often.
Hey, that brings up a question.
Okay.
May I fire it at you?
Well, we should probably break and then come back.
I don't even know what time it is. How do you even know what time it is?
The TD-171 says 6:18.
An Odyssey station.
My wife, we were sitting out back, you know, and I was putting around, and she was sitting out there having a drink the other day, and she said, and I said, what do you want to play on the, you know, we just play Alexa or whatever, sure. You know? She's like, I asked her what kind of music you want. She said, play something bluegrass.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, wow, okay, that's out of left field, but I didn't know what to play.
Interesting.
What would you
just say bluegrass?
I did, and it got way... That's way too generic.
Well...
I didn't know what... that. I was stumped by that. I was like, oh, I should know a couple of great bluegrass bands to play, and I panicked.
Well,
I freaked out.
Let's come back, because I've got... There's two different avenues. I don't think you're wrong in this, because bluegrass, I don't think, means what it used to mean.
Okay.
That's like saying play country. Same thing.
Right.
Play country music.
Green grass and high tides forever?
What?
What?
God.
I'm sorry for the joke missing, guys, because you don't know that song.
I'm confused.
Mike with missing jokes.
Yep.
Story of this show. All right, we'll be right back. 6:19 on The Fan.
On 1080, The Fan.
Double sun power! All right, focus. We're back. So, the wifey wanted bluegrass the other day.
And you didn't know where to go.
I didn't. I panicked. I had nothing.
Now, I am a big bluegrass fan, but you have to separate bluegrass into two very distinct categories. That's like saying, do you like country music? Well, the answer to that is yes, I do like country music. If you ask me if I like modern country music, no, it's a giant pile of horse ass. But if you want to talk about, you know, go back to Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson, even into some of the modern stuff, like Eric Church and Zach Brown are really good right now.
Well, who should I have played?
So do you want old bluegrass or
I don't know.
So my dad grew up listening to bluegrass, and there is if you want something, there's an album called The Three Pickers, and it's Doc Watson, Earl Scruggs, and Ricky Skaggs, and it is amazing. So if you want like old school bluegrass, I mean, they play stuff like, I mean, it's like gospel, like something you would hear on the radio like in the 1920s. That's really good. But I also think there is some amazing modern bluegrass bands going on right now that you get everything from like the Steel Drivers. You got the Dead South, the Devil Makes Three, even some stuff probably like Mumford and Sons in some people's eyes could probably be considered bluegrass. The Traveling McCoys are really good. Alison Krauss and Union Station, basically anything off the old Brother Wild Thoreau soundtrack. Emmylou Harris. There's some amazing stuff out there. Bluegrass music is fantastic. It's just that you kind of got to separate whether you want old or new.
All right.
Like if you want new, listen to the Dead South. That's okay. Probably my favorite new bluegrass group going on. Uncle Lucius as well. See, now you got something.
Well, we listened to Van Morrison instead, okay? So
that's what you... She asked for bluegrass and you went with Van Morrison?
No, I told you I didn't know any bluegrass, so I just put on Van Morrison.
So you didn't
I wasn't trying to get bluegrass. I was like, ah, you'll like this.
But you couldn't just say play bluegrass.
I did, and it was awful.
Oh,
it was just generic.
You got
stupid.
Old.
Yeah,
you got Foggy Mountain Breakdown.
And we both looked at each other like, yeah, like, what is this? Well, I'm out.
My kids growing up, when I would play the old stuff, when I play the three pickers, oh, it drove my kids absolutely insane. So if you do want something to piss off the kids, put on the Three Pickers album and you will be very hated. And then sing along with it, and that really pisses them off even more.
Hester Ford was the oldest living American, and I regret to inform you that she has passed. She has died.
I hardly knew you.
Yeah, she was 116 years old, Jason.
Gosh, what was her name?
Hester Ford.
Now, can I ask?
Did she look great?
I always ask this. At 116, how'd you look?
She looked great. Actually, really good.
Oh, yeah.
For 116.
Well, I'll tell you what. Normally, when you do this, they look like the Crypt Keeper.
She looks like she could be in her 90s.
Yeah. Hester's doing all right.
Now, here's why I tell you this. Okay, so Hester had 12 kids.
That's her first problem. My first problem is that she's dead now. But 12, ooh, I like her daughter. How you doing? See your daughter here?
So her... No.
It's pretty good. How you doing?
So her 12 kids ended up with 48 grandkids.
Oh, never mind. That's a grandkid. That's a grandkid. Sorry. I was going to say, her kids are... She's 116. Her kids are... That might be a great grandkid that I'm looking at here.
So she has 48 grandkids, okay?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's a lot.
What is that? Like, 5 per kid? Because she had 12 kids.
Yeah, 12 kids. Yeah, well, somewhere between 4 and 5.
My math is so great. 4 kids per child. Then, from the 48 grandchildren... She had 108 great-grandchildren.
And one of those great-grandkids, if this is it, is hot. I can confirm that.
And then she had 120 great-great-grandchildren.
Apaya!
When you leave, right, it's what you leave behind, and she left behind more than anybody.
100, she has. So let's count that. Her...
I'm going to do some calculator work here because there's no way we're adding this up. So 12 kids plus 48 grandkids. Right?
288. She has 288. What would you call them? Like
offspring? Yeah, right. I mean,
288. Do you think she knows all their names?
No. Look, she was 116. I don't think she knows her own name. She was 116. Now, I'll bet you she could get... I'm sure she could do all 12 kids, and I'm going to say half of the grandkids. 48? Yeah.
24 grandkids?
She'd go 24 grandkids, and then after that, I don't think you got a damn...
108 great-grandchildren, 120 great-greats.
No clue. Although, with that, you could probably just throw out a name. Be like, hey, what are your great-grandkids? And you're like, 10?
Chances are she'd be right.
Yeah, and you're like, chances are there's a 10 mixed in there somewhere. Or a Bill or a Steve.
Dude...
That's quite impressive.
It is, and she was awesome.
Well, I think everyone...
Apparently she smoked and drank and...
Did she?
Loved her whiskey.
Oh, I love that. So much for all those health regulations, right? Genetics. obviously playing a role in that.
You would think.
That is, yeah, I got a photo of here of like one of the great-great-grandkids, like giving her a hug on her birthday. She has no idea who that is. That's just some, that could be just some random person.
She knows of her, though.
Yeah,
I'm sure she's a legend amongst all the great-great-grandkids, you know?
I would, you know.
Like, that's a rare thing to have that.
Question.
Alive?
Question. Follow me. You ever, you got any grandparents still kicking?
No.
Yeah, me neither. How the best way to put this? You get to a certain age and grandma, grandpa, they're kind of freaky to the littles, right? Like it just reaches that point where it's a little spooky. Imagine what a 116-year-old looks like to like a 5-year-old great-great-great-grandchild. No. I'm guessing that's some straight nightmare fuel. For some of those great-great-grandkids, that was not a beloved figure. That was like, go give Nana a hug and a kiss. And that kid, like, holding onto someone's leg and being like, no, I'm not doing that. And then being forced to go do it and then going and crying themselves to sleep. There's no way all of those kids loved her. Respected, perhaps. Terrified, most definitely. And that just comes with getting old. I remember my kids, like, having to, like, when my kids were little, introducing them to my mormor. That's Swedish for mother's mother. I can assure you it did not go well. All of my kids were not running up to her and giving Mormor lots of hugs and kisses. No.
Yeah. Well, maybe, you know. Look, some of the youngs don't connect with the olds because they're just too old.
Yes.
And too young. It does happen.
There's that cool age. Like,
I had a few of those.
Yeah, where you love your grandparents, but then there reaches that point where you're like, I'm kind of terrified that
Great-great-grandma on my mom's side. I mean, she was around. I've met her. But I was so young, she was just an old lady sitting in a chair.
Yeah.
You know.
And you were afraid, like, if you hugged her, you'd turn her to dust or something.
Right.
Or, you know, it's kind of a spooky thing. And as someone pointed out here, does anyone in this family believe in birth control? For heaven's sake.
Spreading some seeds.
Just stop.
288, man. That's crazy.
You'd think somewhere along the line, someone would have gotten clipped. Someone would have said no, bought a pack of Trojans, something.
Hey, whatever happened to Rick Steves? Next, here's Mike.
I said he. Right, okay.
On 1080, The Fan.
Double Sun Power!
This is kind of a cool one. Someone said, I worked for a doc who treated a 105-year-old woman in the 1960s who had seen Abraham Lincoln in a parade.
Damn.
1865. That.
Wow.
Is badass.
I remember when, by the way, we were talking about the world's old, or the America's oldest woman dying.
Yeah, 116.
Oldest person. She was 116. She lived through the flu pandemic of 1918.
Yeah. And then lived through COVID. I'm assuming COVID didn't get her?
No. She just died of being old.
Yeah. What did you die of? Being 116.
But I remember, do you remember when... Buck O'Neill was alive and I got to interview him.
I do remember that. That was really cool.
I thought it was amazing that he had seen Babe Ruth play.
Yeah.
He was there watching Babe Ruth play. Yeah. I just couldn't get over that. I'm like, tell me what that, let's talk everything about that. What just was that like?
You know,
Babe Ruth is like this mythical figure in my mind, but
yeah,
well, Buck saw him.
As the years go by, you're getting, you know, obviously the, you know, these people are dying off, but yeah, you think about to your life when I saw when I went over to Poland, and I went to see Auschwitz. They've got some of the tour guides who were, I mean, tour guides, they were there, right, to provide context, and they were all survivors of Auschwitz, and it was. You're like, oh my God. But then you realize they were little kids, you know, and now we're these old people. But yeah, you know, you're seeing some of that if you go back, or, you know, like what your parents saw and you go back far enough, because some of that you think about is such old history that it's hard to think about someone like that having lived through something or seen that.
So I got to paint a picture for you. When I get up on Sunday mornings,
mm-hmm.
I usually grab my coffee and go out on the couch and peruse through the morning, Sunday morning television.
Okay.
Maybe there's something on the that I recorded that I need to watch or whatever. But oftentimes, little Molly comes out of the bedroom with me, and she'll sit on the back of the couch and stare out the window. So how old am I sounding so far?
Yeah, about 96.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then sometimes on Sunday morning, the show that grabs me is Jane Pauley's CBS morning show.
98.
Yeah, that only got me 2 years, huh? I love that show. I think that show's fantastic. They always have great stuff on there. And it's just interesting.
Okay.
So they did a feature on Rick Steves, the travel guy.
I do know of who you speak.
And what Rick Steves is doing now that COVID hit and no one can travel. I mean, Rick Steves, his whole world is based on travel.
Yes. RickSteves.com, not to be confused with Rick Dees.
Oh, the old top 40 guy?
Yeah.
The DJ?
Rick Dees. I'm assuming he's still around.
Remember Rick Dees came over and...
He's nuts!
Rick Dees came in and took over for Casey Kasem.
I do remember that.
And that was somewhat controversial.
What happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week?
Well, anyway.
So what was my man Rick Steves?
So Rick Steves, just a quick aside about Rick Steves. I only brought this up to tell you that Rick Steves has not made a penny this year. Because no one's buying any of his travel literature, and of course he can't do any of his shows or anything, so he's done nothing. But he's doing fine. He's got a really nice house up in he lives in Edmonds, Washington.
Oh,
which is just north of Seattle.
By the way, Rick Steves worth $10 million.
Yeah, he's doing fine, and he learned to cook, and he goes out on his deck and he overlooks the Puget Sound right there. Okay. He goes out on his deck every night and he plays his trump. He has an old trumpet and he plays taps every night. And the people of the neighborhood in Edmonds, Washington clap and cheer for him.
What?
That is what is going on. Why? With Rick Steves.
Why is Rick Steves playing taps?
I don't know. It was the weirdest story ever, but that's what he does.
Okay.
He's kind of a weirdo anyway.
By the way, can I say sneaky great life?
Yes.
Worth $10 million.
Yes.
And your whole life is just travel.
Dude, he's like Bourdain, only less interesting.
Yes. He's like the Jeff Dunham of Anthony Bourdain world.
Yeah. That guy's had a great life.
Did it explain, though, why taps?
He was just talking about how bored he was, and
that's the one thing he can play?
He plays all these... He pulled out his old trumpet, and he's, like, really bored. He didn't know how to cook, so he learned how to cook, and... He just kind of sits up there, and all the neighbors love it.
Huh.
Freaking Rick Steves.
Do you think,
man,
if I started playing taps at, like, sundown, my neighbors would...
No.
...would think it was great?
I don't.
I don't think so either.
You'd wake them up.
I think he has different neighbors than I do.
Now, what if you started playing taps at sunrise?
Yeah.
They might be awake already for a couple hours.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're probably up at 4:35 in the morning, something like that. I don't know what... I'm pretty sure that if someone was playing taps in my neighborhood, I would not clap for. It's depressing.
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with it's Rick Steves.
Okay.
You know, because if that's some other guy, they're like, shut up! But when it's Rick Steves, you're like, oh. You know, it's whimsical.
Oh, someone's saying military, they play taps at the on every base, sunrise and sundown?
There you go.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe my neighbors would love it. Except the two old ladies, they're not military. They're just bitches. They suck. I kind of want to do it now.
Wow.
Just to see if I can piss them off. Well, they are. They're terrible human beings.
So that's what's going
Goodness
on
gracious.
With Rick Steves from the Jane Pauley Show on Sunday mornings.
That might be the most...
Give that a watch.
That might be the most random thing you've ever reported on.
I know. I just wanted to tell you what was going on with Rick Steves because I like
tell
Rick
you right
Steves.
Now, I'm not waking up at 7 in the morning on a Sunday. To go watch Rick Steves. What are you doing?
He was just the feature on the show. The show is Jane Pauley's. It's not 7. It was on at like 8.
4:30 in the morning.
8 or 9. 8. Gosh. 8, 7, 30, 8. I don't know. I always get up early. Anyway, great little show. As a matter of fact, I'm going to start recording it. And I'll report to you each
Thank
week
you.
A great story that Jane Pauley does for us.
Can we...
American treasure, Jane Pauley.
Include this in the running for segments where Isaac Ropp turned 100 years old?
Yeah.
Well, you missed everything. I was just asking, how old I sounded without even mentioning the CBS morning show?
I went 94.
He said 96, and then he only gave me 2 years for mentioning Jane Pauley.
Right, but I'm saying, can we put this in the echelon of, this may be the segment where you have turned officially 100 years old?
Well, you can do whatever you want with it. I'll let you debate my age.
But now I got to ask the question, though, because you know where I'm going to go with it.
What?
Jane Pauley?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Love her. She's great.
I had to ask.
She's aged wonderfully.
I had to look up Jane Pauley today, and I had to ask the question.
Jane Pauley is a hot.
Okay. Just wanted some clarity.
And a classy hot.
Classy hot, yes.
I don't know how old she is now, but she used to be, she was the Katie Couric of...
She's 70.
Yeah, she's 70. She was the Katie Couric before Katie Couric.
Yeah.
Jane Pauley.
It's official.
Greatness.
Yeah. Jane Pauley, yeah.
I don't know how much she has to do with that show, but she's the host of it.
Okay. Yeah, she's looking good.
Great little show.
Break a hip.
Great little player. All right. Coming up next, John wraps it up on The Fan.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080, The Fan.
You know, the other features on CBS Sunday morning show with Jane Pauley worth mentioning is how often do you get to see the International Space Station toilet?
Not very often.
But she had it on there.
Still not waking up at 7 or 8 in the morning on a Sunday to watch it.
And by the way, the International Space Station, you ever seen inside that thing?
Well, I've seen some videos of like the people bobbing around in there, but I haven't seen any sort of documentary on it.
Yeah. It's kind of a meh. Also, they had George W. Bush on there. Do you know he paints now? He's a painter.
You are officially 100 years old.
You
officially.
Didn't know that about him?
I did not.
He's a painter. He paints portraits of immigrants.
Oh.
That's what he does.
Kind of odd, but
George
all right.
W.
Okay.
Why is that odd?
Seems an odd thing to paint. Immigrants?
That's right. That's his bit. All right. And then they went on to talk about... John, you can chime in anytime here.
I'm just listening to you get older by the second.
It's unbelievable. I didn't think it was possible, but enthralled by this.
Oh, it's
we've
great.
Gone from, in the last 30 seconds, we've gone from Jane Pauley in the morning show to, did you see that space toilet that everyone's talking about? To, you should see his paintings of immigrants. They're really good.
Yeah,
I think the people heard it. We didn't need a recap. George W.
You're going to be a hell of a grandpa.
He said that he ran on the platform of immigration. And he says one of his biggest regrets is that he never got to do anything about it.
And so now he paints them.
That's right.
Wonderful.
I think Rop will be the kind, and I don't mean this disparaging, I think Rop will be the kind of grandpa that, like, he'll give you $20 to leave him alone. Like, hey, grandpa, here's $20, don't bother me.
Either that or he's going to talk about Jane Pauley to them until they fall asleep.
Or the little, hey, you want to, how old are you now, 6? Time for your first sip of bourbon. He'll be that kind of grandpa.
6?
Okay, 4.
Thank
whatever.
You.
Yes. Okay. Speaking of the space toilet, have you ever seen a famous toilet? I saw the bathroom on Air Force One once.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Was it special toilet?
No, in fact, you were mentioning that you kind of mad the space toilet.
Yeah.
I would think the space toilet would be awesome. You would think the toilet on Air Force One. Now, this was Kennedy and Nixon's Air Force One, so maybe the technology is better now, but the Kennedy Nixon Air Force One toilet, not that great.
I'm trying to think. I saw Hitler's toilet. That probably was the most famous toilet I've ever seen.
That's pretty cool. Rob, you got a famous toilet that you've seen?
I was trying to think. I don't think so.
I saw the toilet at the Inverness, which is the Loch Ness Castle, and by toilet it's really just a stone hole with
hole
a bucket.
In the ground?
But
did you see the stick with the sponge on the end that they all passed around?
Boy, it was pretty horrific, man. Like some of the toilets there when you tour like the Edinburgh Castle and stuff. some of those bathrooms were, you just could imagine how bad it was. And I don't care how rich and famous you were, you don't want to live back then.
All right.
No good.
Bye.
All right, see you guys.
Great job. All right, we're out of here. But you know what the good news is? Or maybe the bad news, depending on how you feel about us. We are back tomorrow, 3 to 7.
We've got Bigfoot news tomorrow.
On the Fan tonight.
Of space.